B'siyata d'shmaya, we're going to learn Psachim Daf Yud. We're going to start 18 lines from the bottom of Daf Tes Amud Beis. And in today's Daf, we're going to have a series of halachas, 18 halachas we're going to learn, regarding when one has to do Bedikas Chometz, when Bedikas Chometz was enough, when one has to redo the Bedikas Chometz, when one has to continue doing Bedikas Chometz. Let's start with the first one. Tisha Tziburin Shel Matzah. If somebody had in his courtyard, outside his house, he had 9 piles of matzah and 1 pile of chometz. Va'aso achbar v'shokal. And he saw an achbar, a mouse, coming and taking a piece of either chometz or matzah, and going into the home with it. V'loyod inon I matzah shokal I chometz shokal. And you don't know, did he take into the house a piece of chometz? Then you have to do Bedikas chometz again. Or did he take a piece of matzah in? And then it's fine. Says the Gemara, Hainu Teisha Chanuyos. The concept Teisha Chanuyos, 9 shops, is a concept in some, which is a Mishnah we're going to learn about in a few moments. Pirush. However, if one of the pieces of one of the piles actually was separated from the pile before the mouse came along and was lying on the floor someplace between the 2 piles, va'asa achbar v'shokal, and the mouse came and took this piece of bread, whatever it was, from some place that was on neither pile, and you don't know, did this piece that came from one of the piles that the mouse now has taken into the house, did it originate from a chometz pile or from a matzah pile? Hainu sefer, that's going to be the end of the Mishnah that starts off with Teisha Chanuyos. Ditnan, what's this Teisha Chanuyos, these 9 shops that we're talking about, and we try and learn from these 9 shops what the halach will be in the case of Bedikas Chometz. Teisha Chanuyos kulon moichrin bosor shchuto. If you have 9 shops in a certain area and all of them are selling kosher meat, slaughtered meat, ve'achas meicheres basar nevela, and one of them is selling trefah meat, ve'lokach me'achas mehen, and he went into one of the shops and bought meat from one of the shops, ve'eino yodea me'ezen mehen lokach. He doesn't know from which shop he actually bought. Did he buy some meat from the kosher shops, from one of the 9 kosher shops, or did he buy some meat from the 1 trefah shop? Ditnan, we learnt in the Mishnah. Teisha chanuyos kulon moichrim boso shchuto. If you have 9 shops, stores that are selling kosher meat, v'achas moicheres boso nevela, and one of the shops are selling nevela meat, which is treif, v'lokach me'achas mehen, and somebody bought some meat from one of these 10 shops, v'eino yodea me'ezem mehen lokach, he doesn't know from which one he bought the meat, sfeikai osur. The halacha is, since when he took the meat, where was it taken from? It was taken from a fixed, from its permanent place, namely in the shop. It's called kol kavua. It was taken from its mokim kvios. When you took the meat, it was taken from the place where the meat was permanently fixed. And the rule is, kol kavua kemechta al mechta. If you have to decide, did I go into this kvios, to this place, or into this place to take the meat, then the halacha is that kol kavua kemechta al mechta, it's 50-50, and 50-50, you have to be machmir. And if so, coming back to our chometz, if you had 9 piles of matzah and 1 pile of chometz, and the achbar, the mouse, came and took the bread from one of the piles, the fact that there's 9 of these piles and 1 of these piles does not make a difference. The halacha is kol kavua kemechta al mechta, it's 50-50. There's a 50% chance it took chometz, and you have to go and check the house to find the chometz. Ubenimta. However, if you found a piece of meat outside one of the shops, that means the meat had already been removed before our story started, before we came along. When I come along, this meat is already outside the shop, and now we need to know, did this meat come from this shop or from that shop? That's called kol deporush, something that's been separated from its mokim akvios, and the rule is kol deporush miruba porush, that we assume that it was separated from the type of shop which is the majority. In this case, most of the shops are selling kosher meat, you can assume that the meat is kosher. And so too, in the second case that we mentioned before, that if the chometz, or if this piece of bread, was separated from the piles before the mouse came to take it, and the mouse now came to take it from the floor somewhere outside, beyond these piles, that's called kol deporosh, meruba porosh. And since most of the piles, 9 of the 10 piles, are matzo, we assume that the piece of bread that was taken was a matzo bread, and therefore he does not have to do bedikas chometz again. The detailed understanding why kol deporosh, meruba porosh, and kol kavua, kemechza mechza, is something which is very complicated, is discussed at length in Rishonim, in Achronim, in Poiskim. These discussions apply in many, many halachic discussions throughout the generations, but it's not within the context of this shiur to go into it anymore. We're going to continue to case number 3. The first case was when the mouse took some bread from one of the piles, when 9 of the 10 piles were matzah. The second one was when it took some bread that had already been separated from the piles. And now case number 3. Shnei tziburin, there were just 2 piles. Echot shel matzah ve'echot shel chometz. One had matzah in it, and one was chometz. Ve'lifneihem shnei batim, and before them was 2 homes. Echot boduk ve'echot she'enei boduk. One had already been checked for chometz, the other one hadn't. Ve'osu shnei achborim, and 2 mice came. Echot shokal matzah ve'echot shokal chometz. We saw 1 mouse going to this pile and 1 mouse going to that pile. And then we saw 1 mouse going into 1 home and 1 mouse going into the other home. V'lo yodinon hai lehai ayil v'hai lehai ayil. We don't know whether the mouse that took the chometz went into the house that had not yet been checked, and the mouse that took the matzah went into the house that's already been checked, in which case the status quo doesn't change. The house that's already been checked does not need to be checked again, and the other house in any case has to be checked. Or do we say no, maybe it's the other way around, and in the home that was already checked has to be rechecked? Says the Gemara, Hainu shtei kupois. Titnan, we learned in the Mishnah. Shtei kupois, if you have 2 boxes, achas shel chulin v'achas shel truma, one containing chulin fruits and the other one containing truma fruits. Truma is only allowed to be eaten by a kohen, chulin can be eaten by anyone. V'lifneim shnei so'in, and in front of these boxes there were 2 piles of fruits, echot shel chulin v'echot shel truma, one belonging to chulin, one belonging to truma. V'noflu elu l'toich elu, one of the boxes fell into one of the piles and the other box fell into the other pile. And we don't know, did the chulin fall into the chulin and then the status quo of the chulin pile remains and anyone can eat it, and the truma in the truma, and then it goes to the kohen? Or no, do we say that maybe the truma box fell into the chulin pile? And assuming that you don't have 100 times more chulin than truma, then somebody who's not a kohen is not allowed to eat it. The halacha is, says the Mishnah, mutorin. Anyone is allowed to eat the chulin. We assume, we take on she'ani oimer, it's a concept, because we don't know. It's she'ani oimer, we're allowed to assume that chulin l'toich chulin noflu, that the box of chulin fell into the chulin pile, u'truma l'toich truma noflu, and the truma box fell into the truma pile. Asks the Gemara, eimer domrin on she'ani oimer, when can we use this concept, this assumption, or this, we can rely that the truma fell into truma and chulin into chulin? That's only by truma derabbanon. It's not talking about a biblical truma, which is very serious if somebody who's not a kohen eats it. It's talking about truma derabbanon, for example, in chutz laretz. But b'chometz doiraisa miyom rinon. But here we're talking about that chometz was taken into one of the homes, and in the event that the chometz was taken into the home that's already been checked, you now may have chometz in that home. And eating chometz on Pesach is very severe, seriously and severely awesome in HaTorah. Mi omrinon, do we also use that concept of she'ani oimer? Says the Gemara, no. Oto bedikas chometz do'iraisa? Who told you that bedikas chometz is min HaTorah? Derabbanon hi. It's only midrabbanon that you have to do bedikas chometz. Demidoiraisa, bebitl, bealma. Sagila, we already saw in Davdalad Omud Beis that min HaTorah, if you nullify the chometz in your heart, that's fine. It's enough. The whole requirement to do bedikas chometz, shemo yimotze gluska yofa, you may find a nice cake on Yom Tov, which is chometz, and you might come to eat it. But that's only it's only something we're afraid of midrabbanon. And therefore, the same is true midrabbanon. We're allowed to use the concept of she'ani oimer, And therefore we say that we can take on that the matzah was taken into the home that was already checked for chometz, and the chometz was taken into the home that was not yet checked. Continues the Gemara, case number 4. Tzavor echod shel chometz. If you had one pile, and there was just chometz on that pile, ulefonov shnei batim bedukim, and in front of it you had two homes that both have already been checked for chometz, va'osa achbor, and this mouse came v'shokel, and took a piece of this chometz pile, and went into a home. V'lo yodinon, and we don't know, ilahai ol, did it go into this home, or into this home? Do I have to now check both homes? Can either home say, no, it probably went into the other home, and neither have to be rechecked? What's the story? Says the Gemara, Hainu Shnei Shvilin. This is compared to the concept of two paths. What happened there? Did none. Shnei Shvilin, if you had two paths, Echot Tomei, in one of them there was a definite tumah there. There was a grave that was going from one side to the other of this path. It was definitely that anybody who goes down this path is going to become Tommy, because he will have gone over a grave over a dead person. Ve'echot Tohir, the other path is Tohir. Ve'holach be'echot mehem. And a person went in one of these two paths, and then afterwards, ve'osa tairis, he engaged in food that had to stay Tohir. U'boch aviri, and then his friend came, ve'holach be'sheni, and went on into the other path. Va'asa tairis, and he also then afterwards touched fruits or food that had to stay tohir. And Rabbi Huda holds, im nishalu ze bifne atzmo v'ze bifne atzmo. If each of these two friends came to the Rav independently on their own and said, what should I do? I went into one of these paths, I was tohir before, but if I went into the tomei path, I'm tomei. If I went into the tohir path, I'm tohir, and I touched food. In both them, if both people come independently to a Rav, not together, Tohirin, the Rav is allowed to tell both of them, you probably went onto the Tohir path, or you're allowed to assume that you went on the Tohir path, and the fruits that you touched remain Tohir. Shneim bevasachas, if both come together to ask the Rav, we both went down these paths, each of us went down a different path, what's the halacha with us? The question that's both of us, what do we do? Here it's different. Here, Rabbi Yehuda says, Tomein, then you can't say that you're both Tohir, because we know that one of them are Tomei. So we have no choice. We have to say that they're both Tomei. Rabbi Yossi says as follows, Bein kach or bein kach Tomein. It doesn't matter if they came on their own, or if they came together. The ruling is that they're both Tomei. And now Rav is going to explain. Omar Rav Avitem Rabbi Yechanan. Either Rav or Rabbi Yechanan explained as follows. Bevas achas, if they both came together, divrei hakel tumeim. Everybody, also Rabbi Yossi, also Rabbi Yehuda, agrees they're both tomei. Beze achaze, if they came independently, divrei hakel tohirin. Everybody agrees, even Rabbi Yossi agrees, that they are both tohir. So where's the machleikus? Where does Rabbi Yossi say tuma in the case where Rabbi Yehuda says tomei? It says Tohir. If one of them came and said, I and my friend, I went in one path, my friend went in another path, then, and tell me what is the halacha with the two of us? Had he just asked, what's the halacha with me? You're asking about you. You can assume you went down the Tohir path. But if you ask him, if the formula of the question was, what's the halacha with us? Then Rabbi Yossi says it's compared to coming together. If two of you would come together to ask the question, I can't say at the same time that you're both Tohir. And therefore, if you asking for you and your friend, I have to say Tommy. Rabbi Yehuda says no. Rabbi Yehuda says it's compared to coming one after the other. Since your friend didn't come to ask the question, just you came to ask the question, it's true that you asked about your friend as well. So the formula of my answer is going to be, you're Tohir, you came on your own. You'll understand yourself that you can tell your friend that if he would have come and asked the question, he would also be Tohir, and you're both allowed to be lenient. But I'm not saying that both of you are lenient, I'm just responding to you. You came to ask the question, you are Tohir. You'll understand the rest on your own. That's Rabbi Yehuda's opinion, and therefore he's Meikel. And the same is going to apply then coming back to chometz here. Coming back to chometz, you have one pile of chometz, you don't know into which home the chometz was taken into. So it depends. If they each come independently to ask the question, then the halacha is that they both homes do not need to do bedikas chometz again. If they come together, both homes have to do bedikas chometz. If one is asking on behalf of himself and his friend, it's going to be machlokes, Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yossi. According to Rabbi Yehuda, they both don't need to do bedikas chometz, and according to Rabbi Yossi, they both do have to do bedikas chometz again. Continues the Gemara, case number 5, sofik ol, sofik loy ol. What happens if you have one mouse and one pile of chometz and one home, and the mouse took some chometz, and you don't know, did the mouse go into the house? Did it not go into the house? Hainu biko. That's the case that's known as biko. A biko is an area with lots of fields in it, a very large open area made up of many fields. And there's a case called biko, which we're soon going to see a mission about biko. And it's similar to this case. Just in the case of the biko, there's actually going to be a machlokes tanoim, because the biko is going to discuss a biblical issue. However, here, since we're talking about chometz, everybody is going to agree that you can be lenient. Ubeplukta Jebeleza v'Rabbonon, in the case of biko, there's a machlokes, Jebeleza and the Rabbonon, ditnan. Hanechnas lebiko, if somebody goes into this area of many open fields, we know he went down to this area. B'moyis ha'geshomim, in the days, in the rainy days, and since in the rainy days and the crops are already growing, and people are not there in the fields, therefore it has the status of Roshus Hayachid regarding the Halachas of Tumah. We know there's a rule that if you have a Sofik in the Halachas of Tumah, if it's in a Roshus Hayachid, then it's the Sofik Tumah Roshus Hayachid, you have to be Machmir, and if it has the status of Roshus Harabim, you can be lenient. And this is learnt out from Saita. It's not a discussion now. And Roshus Hayochid and Roshus Harabim here is not in the same context as Roshus Hayochid and Roshus Harabim in Maseches Shabbos that we've learned. And the Gemara in Maseches Shabbos actually addressed that. So if somebody went into a Bikob Yemois HaGeshomim in the rainy days, V'tuma b'sode ploinis, and in one of the fields there were very clearly marked, and in one of the fields there was a tuma in there. Somebody who goes into that field becomes tomei. V'omar, and this person said, V'omar echod, holachti b'mokim haloz, I went in this biko, v'eini yoidea im nichnasti b'oisoi sode, v'im loi nichnasti, I don't know, did I go into that field where there's a tuma, or did I not go into that particular field? Rabbi Eliezer Matayr. Rabbi Eliezer says, it could be you didn't go into that field. Even if you went into that field, maybe you didn't go exactly where the tumah was. So you've got most chances, it's called a sfek sfeika. Most of the chances are that you're not tomei. It's okay, you can rely that you're tohir. The chachomim metamim. The chachomim say that it's a sofik tumah, and it's considered a rishus hayochid. Sofik tumah b'rishus hayochid. You have to be machmir, and he's tomei. The reason Rabbi Eliezer was matayir was sofik bia toyer. He says if there's a sofik if you went in, and in the event that you went in, it's a sofik if you became tomei toyer, you can be lenient. Sofik maga, however, if you went in and you just had a sofik, did you, if you know you went into that field and you just don't know, did I touch or go to a place that would make him tomei or not? Sofik maga tuma, sofik if you touch the tuma, then it's Tomei because it's a Sofik Tumah in Roshus Hayochid. So the Chachomim say that he's Tomei because this whole situation is a Sofik Tumah Roshus Hayochid. Rabbi Eliezer says it's a Sfek Sfeika unless we know he went into that particular field. So that's all regarding halachas of Tumah, which are biblical halachas. However, regarding Bedikas Chometz, which is only a rabbinical halacha, as we saw before, even the Chachomim will agree that in the case of Bedikas Chometz, then you don't know that this mouse went in, that you can say it's a Sofik, and Sofik Derabonon Lekula, as with all Sfeikas in Derabonon, one can be Mekel, and he does not have to do Bedikas Chometz consequent to this incident. Continues the Gemara with case number 6. Ol Ubodak V'loy Ashkach. What happens if we saw the mouse taking Chometz into a home? They checked the home, v'loy ashkach, they couldn't find the home, and we don't know. Do we say, can we assume that the mouse ate the chometz, or do we say no? The chometz must be lurking around someplace. You have to continue searching until you find it. Plukta de Rav Meir v'Rabbonon. We're going to see a Mishnah with the Machlekas, Rav Meir and the Rabbonon. And even though in the Mishnah there's actually this Machlekas, this argument, but that's only because the Mishnah is discussing a biblical concern. However, regarding Bedikas Chometz, even Rav Meir is going to agree to the Chachomim that we can be lenient and assume that the mouse ate the Chometz. Ditnan, what did we learn in the Mishnah? Hoya Rav Meir Oimir. Kol Dovor Shebecheskas Tuma. We have a case where there were three piles of stones. In one of the piles of stones, we know that there's a corpse or part of a corpse which is seriously tummy. And we don't know in which the piles got mixed up. So what does he have to do? He checks one pile, he goes slowly and methodically through this pile, and if the pile is proven to be completely clear, there's no remnants of the corpse, this pile is tohir. The other two piles are tummy. He then checks pile number two, and even there he finds nothing. So pile number two is also tohir. Pile number three is tummy. If he checks through pile number three, and even there he doesn't find anything, here we have an issue. Do we say, well, maybe all three are back to the suffix? You obviously didn't check well enough, and all three have to be assumed to be tummy. Or do we say, no, I've checked all three, there's no corpse to be found. It must be that some raven or some animal has dragged away the corpse, has eaten it, devoured it, and they're all tahir. So that's going to be a machlekes here. Rav Meir says, Kol dovo shebecheskas tuma. Anything which is these three piles that was presumed, they had this chazoka of tuma. Lo'oilam hi betumosoi, they stay in their status of tuma. Ad sheyivod alonu ha'tuma heichon hi. Until you have a trail, until you know where is this tuma gone. If you know where the tumah is and you know exactly where it's not, then wherever you know it's not is toir. But if you don't know where the tumah is, anything that was presumed to be tumah remains that way. Chachomim oimrim, no. The Chachomim say, boidik ad shemagia lesela oy lekarka basula. You should just check through the piles until you reach the ground, which you know this ground has never been disturbed. The corpse is definitely not there. You've checked through these piles methodically and properly, from that point on, we can assume that the tumah is not here anymore. So if our discussion with Bedikas Chometz was a biblical one, we would say the same here. The mouse took Chometz into the house, you didn't find it. According to Rav Meir, the home is Becheskas, is presumed to be holding Chometz, because you don't know where the Chometz is. And according to the Chachomim, it's enough if you checked it. However, Rashi says that since we're talking here about a rabbinical discussion of Bedikas Chometz, even Rav Meir agrees, like to the Rabbonon, that we can, since you've checked and you've done what you can, we assume that the mouse ate the Chometz and there's no more Chometz in the home. Continues the next Gemara, case number 7. Oh, what happens if the mouse took some Chometz into the house, ubodak, and they checked the house for Chometz, v'ashkach, and they found Chometz? But they don't know. Did the Chometz they found, this is the piece the mouse brought in which case the issue is now resolved, or no, maybe this is a different piece of Chometz, and the Chometz the mouse brought in, we haven't found yet. Is plukta to Rebbe Reb Shimon ben Gamliel? This seems to be a machlekes Rebbe and Reb Shimon ben Gamliel. Tanya, sode shenevad bo kever. If there was this field, and we know there's a grave in it, we don't know where. Hanichnas l'toicha, if somebody goes in, Tommy, we have to assume is Tommy, because he may well have gone over the place where the corpse is, where the grave is, and he's Tommy. Nimtza bo kever, if they found in corner X, they found the grave, hanichnas l'toicha, anybody who goes into any other part of the field, toir, is toir. Because we assume that the lost grave is the one that they found. We don't say, maybe the grave you found is a different grave and the lost one is still lost someplace. Shani Oimir, because we say, Kever she'ovad hu kever she'nimtza. Divir Rebbe, Rebbe says that we can assume that the grave that was found is the one that was lost. Reb Shimon ben Gamliel Oimir, no. Tibodi kola sode kula. You have to check the entire field. Because the fact that you found one doesn't mean that there isn't another one. So to hear, even if you found a piece of Chometz, you cannot take it for granted this is the Chometz that was taken by the mouse. You have to check the entire house to make sure there's no Chometz in the home. Continues the Gemara, case number 8. Hiniach teisha umotzo asora. What happens if a person puts 9 pieces of bread? He knows he left 9 pieces of bread in the home, and now he finds 10. Plukta de Rebbe v'Rabbonon. It's actually a machlokes between Rebbe and the Rabbonon. The Tanya we learned in the Braisa. Hiniach mona umotzo mosayim. If somebody had a mono, which is a measure of maisa sheni, and he found mosayim, he found double that. What do we say? Do we say chulin umaisa sheni mu'urovin? Do we say that chulin umaisa sheni are mu'urovin zeh bezeh, which means the original mona of maisa sheni that was here is still here, and it's just an extra mona of chulin was added to it, and then it's just a mixture of Maisa Sheni and Chulin, which Divrei Rebbe, that's what Rebbe says. The Chachomim Oimrim, Hakol Chulin, the Chachomim say no. They say that the mono that you left has gone. Somebody took it away. You're finding Mosayim, that means it's a whole new pile when it's completely Chulin. There's no reason to say that this is part of, this is Maisa Sheni. And the same is going to apply to the Chometz. You left 9. According to Rebbe, if you left 9, you found 10. So we assume that the 9 that you left are part of the 9 that you found, or part of the 10 that you found. And there's one more. However, according to the Chachomim, it says, no, you left 9, now you found 10. You didn't leave 10. This must be a new 10, and the other 9 have gone missing. Go find them. So that's going to be the Machlokes Rebbe and the Rabbonon. Continues the Gemara with case number 9. Hiniach asara umotzo teisha. What happens if you left 10 pieces and you found 9? Hainu Sefer, that's the Sefer, the end of that Braisa, Tanya. Hiniach Mosayim, if somebody left 2 mona, Mosayim of Maisa Sheni, Umotza mona, and he found just 1 mona, Mone Munach, Umono Mutal, Divir Rebbe. Rebbe says, this mona that you found is one of the 2 that you left here. Hakil Chulin, no. The 2 mona that you had here of Maisa Sheni have totally gone, and the mona that's here now is Chulin. So the same is going to be in the case with the Chometz. You left 10, you found 9. According to Rebbe, 9 of the 10 are here. Just look for the other one. According to the Chachomim, no. If you left 10 and you found 9, these are a different 9. Now look for, you have to find, look for another 10, not just another one. Continues the Gemara, case number 10. Hiniach bezov izu. What happens if you left chometz on one side of the home? Umotza bezov isacheres, and you found chometz on the other corner. Plukta Reb Shimon ben Gamliel v'Rabbonon. It seems to be a machlokes Reb Shimon ben Gamliel and the Rabbonon. The Tanya we learned in a brisa. Karudum. If somebody had an axe, she'ovad b'bayis, it got lost in the house. You can't find it. Habayis tomi. All the utensils in the house are tomi, because we have to take on that somebody, a thief, a robber came in who was Tommy, he may have been Tommy, and he actually moved the axe and took the axe away. And whilst he was in the house, he touched all the utensils, making them all Tommy. We have to take on that they're all Tommy. So too here. If Chometz was found in one home, in one corner, and it's now found in the other corner, then we have to assume that somebody came and interfered with it. Shani Oymer. Odom Tomei Nichnas Lesham V'Noitloi. Continues the Gemara, case number 10. Hiniach Bezovi Zu Umotza Bezovi Sacheres. What happens if a person put chometz, he left chometz in one corner of his house, and now he finds chometz in the other corner, and the chometz that was in the original corner is no longer there? Do we say that the chometz that was in the original corner is lost someplace, go find it, and the chometz in the other corner is different chometz? Or do we say, no, the chometz was just moved from one corner to the next? So says the Gemara, Plukta Reb Shimon ben Gamliel v'Rabbonon. It's going to be dependent on the following machlokes. The Tanya we learned in a brisa. Karudom, if somebody had an axe, she'ovad b'bayis, he got lost in his house. Habayis is Tommy. All the utensils in the home are Tommy. Shani Oimer, because we say, Odom Tommy nichnas, a Tommy person came into the house, nichnas l'shom, v'notloi, and he took the axe, and whilst doing so, he may have touched all the other utensils in the house, and therefore, all the other utensils are Tommy. Reb Shimon ben Gamliel Oimer, Habayi is toir. Reb Shimon ben Gamliel says, no, the home is toir, and you don't need to assume somebody came in. Shani Oimer hashiloi le'achir v'shochach, because we assume that the owner himself of the home lent the axe to somebody, and he has just forgotten, and he thinks it's lost. Oishe notle mizovizu v'niach mizoviz acheres, or the person took the axe from one corner and put it into another corner v'shochach and forgot. That's the end of this braisa. asks the Gemara, why are you talking here about corners? The Braisa started with an axe that got lost. A machlekas, do we say that a tommy person came in and took it, or do we assume the owner lent it to somebody? Where do the corners come in, moving from one corner to another corner? Zovis mandachar shamei, who mentioned corners of the home at all? Says the Gemara, no, chisure mechzer of achiktoni. This is what you have to read into the Braisa. Karadum sha'ovad babayis, an axe that got lost in the house. Habayis tomei, the whole home is tomei. Shani oimer odom tomei, nichnas l'sham v'noitle. Because we assume that a tomei person came in and took it, and in the meantime, he made everything else tomei. Oy shehi nichoi bezovis zu, umotzi bezovis acheres. Or if a person found an axe on one corner of the house, and now he left it in one corner, and he found it now in another corner, also there, habayis tomei. All the utensils in the home are tomei. She'ani oimer, because we assume odom tomei nichnas l'sham, a person who was tomei came into the house, v'noitli mizovizu v'nichei bizovis acheres, took it from one corner and moved it to another corner. And in the meantime, he may have touched all the other utensils, they're all tomei. That's the opinion of the Tanakama. Reb Shimon ben Gamliel oimer, and Reb Shimon ben Gamliel says no. Habay is toyer, all the utensils in the house are toyer. Shani Oimer, because we say, Hish'iloi le'achir v'shochach, in the case where the axe got lost, it didn't get lost, you just lent it to somebody and you forgot. Oishanotli mizoviz zu, v'niach mizoviz acheretz v'shochach. And if you found the axe in another corner, it's not as if a tommy person came in and moved it, you moved it and you just forgot. The same applies to the chometz. That this machlokes will apply according to the Tanakhama. You left chometz on one corner, you found chometz on another corner. According to the Tanakhama, we assume something, somebody or something moved it. Who moved it? A mouse. A mouse came in and moved it. As soon as you assume that there's a mouse in the house, then you have to assume maybe the chometz that you found is not the chometz that you lost. And you have to look for the other chometz. However, according to the Reb Shimon ben Gamliel, who says that we assume that no mouse came and no thief came, it was the owner himself that moved it from one corner to the next. Here too, the chometz that you left in one corner, you by mistake moved it, or not by mistake, you moved it to another corner, and you forgot about it. That's the Gemara. Continues the Gemara. Case number 11. Omar Rava, Achbar Nichnas. And this is a new set of questions, different style of questions. Omar Rava, Achbar, if a mouse was nichnas v'kikar b'piv, he came into the house with a loaf with bread in his mouth. V'nichnas acharov, and the person followed the mouse into the house, umotzo pirurim, and he found crumbs. Tzorich b'dika, nonetheless, Rava says you have to check the house for the bread. Mipnei she'ein darkei shel achbar lefarir, it's not common for a mouse to crumble up the bread. So if you find crumbs, don't assume that the mouse ate the whole bread and this is all that's left. No, the mouse took the bread and it's hidden someplace, you've got to find it. And these crumbs come from elsewhere. Case number 12, another halacha, v'omar rova, tinoik nichnas, if a child goes into a house, v'kikor b'yode, and there's a loaf of chometz in his hand, v'nichnas acharov, and the person, the adult, goes in behind him, u'motzo pirurin, and he finds crumbs, ein tzorech b'dika, you do not need to check the house, mipnei shedarkei shel tinoik lefarir, it's very common for a child to crumble up and make crumbs, and therefore we are allowed to assume that these crumbs come from the child who ate the bread, this is what's left, sweep away the crumbs, and you do not need to check the rest of the house. Continues the Gemara. Case number 13, Boyer Rava. Rava asked a question. Achbor nichnas v'kikar b'piv. A mouse went into a house with chometz loaf in his mouth. V'achbor yoitza, and you see the mouse coming out. V'kikar b'piv, and you see a loaf of bread in his mouth. Mahu. What's the halacha? Mi omrinon haynu hay de'ol v'haynu hay de'nofak. Do we say this is the mouse and this is the loaf that went in, the same mouse and loaf that came out, and therefore you don't need to check the house? Oidil machrinu, maybe it's a different mouse, maybe it's a different loaf, and then you have to do bedikas chometz. Im tim tzaloiman, even in the event that you say haynu hay de'ol v'haynu hay de'nofak, you can assume that it's the same mouse and loaf that went in that came out. What's going to be in the case number 18? In case number 14, of achbar lovon nichnas v'kikar b'piv, if a white mouse went in with a loaf in its mouth, v'achbar shocher yoitza v'kikar b'piv, and a black mouse came out with a loaf in its mouth, mahu? What's the halacha there? Do we say, Hai vadai achrinahu? There is definitely a different mouse, a different loaf, and you have to check for the chametz that the black mouse brought in. Or dilmor, do we say no? Armuya armimine, that the white mouse knocked the black mouse knocked the bread out of the mouth of the white mouse, and this is the same bread that the white mouse took in, the black mouse brought out, and then you don't need to do bedikas chametz. Imtim tuleiman, even in the event you're going to say achbarim loy shokli me'adodi, that mice don't take bread from each other, they don't knock bread out of each other's mouths, in which case, in the previous case, you would have to do bedikas chametz again. What will be with the following case? Case number 15. Achbar nichnas v'kikar b'piv. If a mouse went in with a loaf of chametz in its mouth, v'chulda yetz, and a weasel came out, v'kikar b'pia, with a loaf in its mouth, mahu. Do we say chulda vaday me'achbar shakla? Say it's common for a weasel to steal away the bread from a mouse, and we assume that this is the bread that the mouse took in, you do not need to do any more bedikas chametz. Oy dilma no, achrinu. Maybe the mouse with his bread is still in the house, and the weasel came out with different bread. Deim isa, de me'achbar shakra say, the reason to say that it's a different bread is because we assume that if this is the bread that the weasel took away from the mouse, achbar b'pia hava mishtakach, the weasel's not going to let the mouse get away with it. He's going to take the bread from the mouse, and he's going to take the mouse as well. He should come out of the home with a mouse in its mouth as well as the loaf in its mouth. V'imtim Suleiman, if you're going to say that im isa de me'achbar shaklo say achbar b'pia hava mishtakach, are you going to say that indeed the mouse stayed inside and survived the weasel with the bread because the weasel would have brought the mouse out in its mouth with the bread? Then what's going to be in case number 16? Achbar nichnas v'kikar b'piv. If the mouse went in with a loaf in its mouth, v'chulda yotza, and the weasel came out, v'kikar v'achbar b'pi chulda, and the weasel had on one side of his mouth he was holding a mouse, and on the other side of his mouth he was holding a loaf. Now, what do we say? Do we say hocha vada yuhu? This is definitely the mouse with the bread, and there's no more bread in the home. Oy dilma no, maybe not. Im iso di'iuninu, if this mouse, which is now in the mouth of the weasel, is indeed the mouse that held the chometz that's in the mouth of the weasel, kikar b'pi achbar mishtakach, have a boya ishtakuche. Since the bread was in the mouth of the mouse, then the weasel would have caught the mouse with the bread in the mouth of the mouse. Why is the mouse on one side of the mouth of the weasel and the bread on the other side? So it seems this is a different mouse and a different chometz. Otherwise, he would have caught the mouse with the chometz in the mouth of the mouse. Or dilma, no, maybe not. Mishum biatusa, the mouse was simply so afraid when he saw the weasel, hu nofel v'shoklasi, then the bread fell out of its mouth, and the weasel took the two, the mouse and the bread. In which case, we can assume that the mouse and the bread in the mouth of the weasel is indeed the mouse that held the bread that we saw going into the house, and you don't need to check any further. Says the Gemara, Teiku, we have no way of resolving these questions. We have to let them stand for now. Boya Rava, another set of questions from Rava, case number 17. Kikar b'shmei koira. What happens if you have a loaf of bread hanging on a very high ceiling? Tzarech sulam layurida? Are you required within the halachas of bedikas chometz to get a ladder and bring it down? Or ain't tzarech? Or do you say no? It's high up on the ceiling. It's not going to fall down. No one's going to go up and take it. If on the middle of Pesach you feel like taking it down, by the time you want to take it down, you'll remember it's Pesach. You won't go and take it, and you don't need to trouble yourself to bring it down or not. Says the Gemara, Mi omrinon kule ha'eloyet ruchur abonon, that the Chachomim did not bother us to go to that level, that extreme effort to bring it down. Kivun de'loy nochis minafshe, it's not going to come down on its own. Lo yalsi le'michle, therefore nobody will come and eat it. Oy dilmol, no. Do we say zimnin de'nofil, maybe it will fall down, v'osi le'michle, and chas v'shalom, somebody might eat it on Pesach. Go get a ladder and get rid of it before Pesach. If you're going to say that because it could fall down on Pesach, you have to take it down before Pesach, what will be kikor b'boyer if you have a piece of bread at the bottom of a pit? Nowhere to fall to. Tzorich sulam la loisod. You need to trouble yourself to take a ladder and go right down into the pit and bring the chometz up and get rid of it. Or you ain't tzorich, or do you not have to? Hocha vaday de loyavida de solka minafsho. Is the bread definitely can't come up on its own? Oy dilma, or do we, are we afraid? Zimnin de nochis lemeva tzorich. Maybe somebody's going to go into the pit just to get around doing his own business. He's going to go find a reason to go down into the pit. Vosi lemichli. And then he may chas v'shalom come and eat it. Even if you're going to be stringent in that case, kikar b'fi nochosh. What happens if there's a loaf of bread in the mouth of a snake? Tzorich chovir lohitzi? Oy ein tzorich. Do you need to find a professional catcher to go and catch the snake and make sure that you get rid of the chometz? Or no? Do we say begufe etruchu rabbonon? The chachomim only troubled you to go out with your body to go and do bedikas chometz, but to actually have an expense of going to find somebody to catch the snake and remove the chometz, lo etruchu rabbonon. The chachomim didn't trouble them him. Oy dilmo lo ishno. Maybe no. It doesn't make a difference. You have to do whatever it takes to get rid of any chometz that's around. And if you need to find this professional, this chover, to catch the snake, that's what you have to do. And again, the Gemara says, Teiku, we have no way of resolving this, and the question has to rest for the time being. And the Mirtz Hashem, in the next year, we're going to start the next Mishnah.